Where are we with the back waxing thing?
I'm willing to do it. I mean, for the Victory Junction gang camp and $100,000 for the camp, are you kidding me?
How bad do you think this is going to hurt?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say about a 11.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, Smoke, your table awaits. And already,
oh my God,
we're hearing whining from the table.
I thought we were in Bristol again.
Not at Bristol, Smoke.
I'd rather be back at Bristol here.
He just figured out that the wax is hot.
Well, no, I mean, I knew it was hot, but I just asked her how hot it was, and she goes, close to boil.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take the first strip off.
Okay.
Oh! Oh!
Well, that's how it starts. I had the wrong thing on here, so I didn't get our music on. It's 6:05, new time for us this week. Hi there, my name's Steve Mortland, along with Carla Heath and Scott Whitmore from the Everett Herald, joining us over in the A-Throne over there. It's good to have him with us, and it's fun to be on with you guys. We'll be on until 7:30 tonight, and we will have Vancouver Canucks, as Tom mentioned so gracefully. This could be it for the Canucks. Hi, Carla.
Hi, how you doing?
Good to be with you.
I know, early in the day, early in the evening.
It's so cool.
And boy, an hour and a half, we're going to have it action-packed.
I know, we have got, actually, do me a favor, would you? Would you tell the people who we have on?
Okay, and I'll even give you the order that we believe.
Whilst I fix my
they
issue
will be
here.
On. We're going to start out with Tracy Brennenberg from Pacific Raceways. After her, we'll have Bert Johnson, the general manager over there at Port Angeles Speedway. After him, we'll have Bill Bailey, the Northwest Legends guy. He'll be in the studio with us. That's always lots of fun. We're going to have somebody that is here from Triple X Race Co., and it's going to be Mark Baddock, and he'll be on with us, as well as then Steve Beitler from Skagit, Kelly Hale from Evergreen Speedway, and then we've got Doug Rice from PRN.
Yeah, that's true. I recorded an interview with Doug, and Doug will be on this weekend, both on Saturday and Sunday, as the Performance Racing Network covers the Nationwide Series race in Texas Motor Speedway and also the Sprint Cup race on Sunday. So Doug and his cast of characters. Coming up after the Canucks game tonight, we'll be running the Alltel Pit Reporters. Now, have you listened to that show?
I haven't.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I kind of leave here and go right to sleep.
I don't blame. Yeah, as I wish I could on occasion. But the Alltel Pit Reporters is a really cool show. It's an automotive journalist. In fact, Scott could be on that show.
Yeah.
We could have our own. We could have it the Evergreen Pit Reporters, but we'd have to suit him up. He doesn't want to be on the air, but Scott, too late, man.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, Carla?
You got to get right up to that microphone.
I get right
there
up
you
to
go.
The mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott was nice enough to be on our show when you and Galen were camped out at Evergreen Speedway at the general membership meeting back in February. Man, that was a long time ago. But Scott's going to come in and see how we do and don't do some of the things that it is that we do. So
boy, we love your page at the Herald.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, you guys need to redo that. Check out heraldnet.com and read some of Scott's stuff, because he's really sinking his teeth into something that we've always known is really prevalent around the Pacific Northwest. And there's a lot more to racing out here than our friends out at Evergreen Speedway or up at Skagit Speedway. And, you know, he's finding that there's a whole lot of stuff to do. It's pretty cool.
I mentioned to him before we went on the air, I said, it's kind of nice to watch or listen or read things from somebody, a fresh perspective. You know, we've been here, we've been around it. He comes in and he takes a look at it, and it's fresh, and it's really good.
Yeah, it's going to be neat. Lots of stuff going on around the world of racing. First of all, have you been following the Max Mosley situation? I'll bet you have, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Do you know what Max Mosley is?
No, tell me.
Max Mosley is probably the most powerful person in motorsports in the world. He is the president of what's called the FIA, which is the international motorsports governing body. They govern Formula One, a lot of the European road racing series and stuff like that. Well, it appears as all of us have a different side of us, correct? We all agree on that. But apparently Max's other side has gotten out, and it has upset a lot of people
Now and, you've got me really curious.
Oh, yeah. You should just type in Max Mosley on whatever internet browser you so choose to use. And apparently, I don't know exactly where it is that Formula One is racing at this weekend, but the
it's Bahrain.
And apparently, Max has decided he's going to stay away from that. And as if Formula One isn't the whack job operation that it is, I mean, my God, it's that. You know, Formula One is just it's a whole other world how those people operate. But apparently, and I won't get into the details because this isn't our kind of thing, but I'll tell you what, that guy's he's facing some pretty heavy charges.
Really? This doesn't have anything to do with the man who was on Oprah today who's pregnant?
No.
Oh, please. Please share that one with the group.
No. Well,
I was going to say, I think governor of New York. And I think you'll get the idea of what Max Mosby's in trouble for.
Times five.
Upsetting.
With a fascist undertone.
A fascist costuming undertone.
There you go.
Okay, let's move on.
Please, shall we? In the world of our friends with NASCAR, a lot of stuff going on this week. And we talked about it with Doug Rice about, you know, the infamous Michael Waltrip stealing the sway bar from Roush Fenway Racing. I have issues with how Michael Waltrip gets caught up in this espionage. We never did find out what was in the intake manifold at Daytona last year. And then all of a sudden, one of Roush's sway bars, his ultra-top-secret sway bars, which I don't, I mean...
Why is it top secret?
Why? Yeah, it's a sway bar, for crying out loud. ends up in the pit cart at Michael Waltrip Racing. Michael says, hey, no problem, I'll give it back to you. Well, now Jack Roush wants to just sue everybody and everything, and he's all upset because Toyota's just...
Boy, it's really early in the season, too.
Oh, the stuff that's been going on this year is just incredible. What has happened this past week is the primary sponsor for the number 43 Petty Enterprises car, General Mills, which is the Cheerios and all that, the car that Bobby Labonte drives, has announced after what we are coming up on our seventh race of the season, mm-hmm. I think, and they have already decided to switch for 2009 to Richard Childress Racing. So Richard Childress will have four cars, which I think, you know, Richard Childress with four cars, let alone with three, boy, that's going to, you know,
power.
Lots of power. And so that's going to leave Bobby Labonte. There was even rumors going around, even at Daytona during testing, that Bobby Labonte was going to move to Richard Childress Racing. So, you know, who knows? They may take Bobby Labonte with him. I think he'd look pretty good and probably win some races in a Richard Childress Racing car. Now, what does that leave Richard Petty? There's a lot of turmoil going on at Richard Petty. And I know you've been following everything.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Kyle Petty's not going to be in the number 45 car as he's easing down his retirement. I can't remember the young man's name that they're going to put in it, but they
McCombie.
See, that's why I'm glad he's here. See, Galen can't be with us tonight because he's in school. So I'm glad Scott's here because he's, you know,
McCombie actually drove two races for Kyle last year when he was in the booth for TNT.
Oh, that's right.
And
I think Kyle's going to do really good up there, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah. Way to go, Scott. He's our new go-to guy.
Yeah.
He's our backup go-to guy. UPS is talking about leaving Michael Waltrip Racing as if Michael Waltrip doesn't have enough on his mind. They do plan on staying in NASCAR, however, but it's UPS is currently seeking another car to put their name on the side of for the 2009 season. They should formalize their NASCAR plans within the next 2 months. Of course, no word on who they're going to go to, but speculation is it might be either Greg Biffle or Carl Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to the tire wars, shall we?
Okay.
Tony Stewart, as we mentioned, as we heard him in obvious pain on our opener, Tony Stewart had a lot to say about Goodyear's tires, especially after the Atlanta race, and A.J. Foyt counterback with Firestones are just as bad. And A.J. Foyt, it says here, A.J. Foyt is no fan of Firestone's performance in the Indy Racing League. Asked before Saturday night's Gainesco Indy 300 what he thought of Stewart's rant about Goodyear a few weeks ago. Foyt took aim at the IRL's tire supplier. Firestone's just as bad, he said. We've got junk for tires. They've got one heat cycle, and they screwed up the other day for qualifying. They fall off 2 or 3 tenths. So A.J., obviously not happy with Firestone. And I guess that's it. Well, what do you got?
Hey, I got to share. I spoke with Henry Van Damme today during my lunch hour, and it was great to hear from him. He sounded great. He's back to work full time.
Cool. Go ahead.
And he's going to be back in the car this season.
Excellent.
So he won't be at Play Day next week at Skagit, but he will be at their season opener on the 19th, and I've invited him to be on our show on the 17th.
Cool.
So Henry Van Damme will be with us on April 17th.
Henry was a nice guy. When we talked to him, you know, man, talk about what he went through in that wreck, and then when we talked to him, I think it was like a week or so afterwards. Man, what an inspiration that guy is.
Yeah, very positive, and it definitely paid off.
Very cool. All right, we've got Tracy Brandenburg from Pacific Raceways coming up next. Bill Bailey from the Northwest Legends has said they fire off their 2008 season. They'll be down at Tenino. Went out to Evergreen Speedway on Saturday night, got all settled in, and then our friend Kelly Hale had to give the bad news that they weren't going to be able to pull it off. And they were just, they had about three-quarters of the track dry. Just the front stretch had some water on it. The back stretch, you could, when they were towing the tires around, smoke just boiling off of them. Mm-hmm. But so, man, they tried like crazy. Got a couple of rounds of practice in for both cars, like I was telling Jeff Aaron just before we came on. Jill Lang looked really good out there. She was running a crate motor. And I remember Ron saying last week how, don't be surprised, Jill Lang, if this thing goes, she's going to be around at the end and could be a top-five car. And she was running consistent lap times, just had a ball when she came in. And her dad, Ron, says, what do we need to do to change it? She goes, just absolutely nothing.